我们低头祷告。
Let us pray.
请杨长老带领我们祷告。
我们一起祷告。天父恩主，我们现在要再一次看主你自己的话语，主你教导我们的主导文。愿主的灵与我们同在，愿我们正如你仆人所说的，接到从他而来的奋斗的精神，从主而来的灵火在我们心里面，好叫我们仔细聆听你的话语的时候，还要仔细的思考，仔细往心里来问我们自己，我们一生到底为你做了些什么东西，我们是不是就这样子白白过了我们的一生，叫我们能够觉醒，叫我们能够从你的话语支起力量，好叫我们不白占土地，不白花我们的光阴，奉主耶稣基督的圣人名求祷告，阿们。
阿们。我们已经讲到不叫我们遇见试探这一句话。
We already talk about how lead us not into temptation.
这句话的中文翻译我不是太满意。
I don't quite like the Chinese translation.
无论印尼文，无论英文，都翻得比我们更准确的意思。
The Bahasa and the English has a more accurate translation.
Lead me not into the temptation.
不叫我们陷入这个试探。
不让我们进到试探里面。
That you will not enter into the temptation.
你不让我们陷入试探的陷阱跟诱惑的里面。
That you don't fall.Into the trap of
这个翻译是比较准确的翻译。
This is a more accurate translation.
为什么呢
？Why？
因为没有遇见试探是不可能的。
It is not possible not to meet temptation.
试探不存在，也不是上帝的旨意。
And it is not God's will that temptation don't exist.
人一定要受试探是神所定的。
God has set the will that we will be tempted.
因为上帝创造人的时候
，When God created man，
撒旦。背叛被刑罚以后才创造我们。
It was created after Satan rebelled against God.
上帝创造人类的时候
，When God created man，
把人类创造神与撒旦的中间。
We are created between God and Satan.
所以我们的位分是很危险的。
We have a dangerous status.
我们的困难是不能避免的。
A challenges that cannot be escaped.
撒旦的存在是无可否认的。
You cannot deny the existence of Satan.
神的试炼是已经定下来的。
The trial of God is set.
这是人之所以为人最困难的地方。
And this is where it's difficult to be human.
当我们面向撒旦的试探的时候
，When we face the temptation of Satan,
若非依靠上帝，我们一定不能得胜。
We will not have victory unless we rely on God.
当我们顺服上帝的时候
，When we want to obey God,
撒旦不试探我们才奇怪。
It will be strange that Satan.
所以我们在两难之间
，So we are stuck between.
一边有神的试炼
，We had God's trial.
另外一边有撒旦的试探
，And temptation of Satan.
神的试炼跟撒旦的试探来到的时候
，When the trial and temptations come,
我们人性就受。受了很大很大的考验。
We will go through great challenges.
这个考验是没有人喜欢的。
No one likes such things.
我们都盼望过一个顺利安舒的生活。
We all want a smooth journey.
没有任何的搅扰，没有的试炼，也没有什么的诱惑。
No interruption, no trial, no temptation.
这是不可能的事情。
But it is impossible.
因为神定下了人性一定要有试炼，也有试探。
It is the plan of God that we must be tried and be tempted.
这样呢，我们要知道试炼试探是一样的吗
？But is a trial the same as temptation?
是不一样的。
They are not.
试炼是超过试探。
Are they the one bigger than the other?
或者是试探要大过试炼
？Or could trial be bigger than temptation?
我们不能从任何的圣经界看到这其中的关系到底是什么
？The Bible doesn't give us that relationship.
但是圣经告诉我们
，But the Bible says,
当一个人受试炼的时候
，When you are being tried,
撒旦同时就要试探他。
Satan will tempt you too.
相反的，当一个人受试探的时候
，On the other hand, when you are tempted,
撒旦同时可能试炼他。
God may try you too.
所以这两样一同。发生在我们生命中间的时候
，And when these two things happen in our lives，
我们就不知道怎么样处理这么艰难的事情。
We don't know how to solve this very difficult problem。
这两件事的目的是不一样的。
The purpose of these two are different。
这两件事的这个源头也是不一样的。
The source are different too。
这两件事的后果更是不一样的。
Consequences also different。
我们看这个撒旦的试探，乃是要叫我们跌倒。
Satan tempted us so that we will fall.
神的试炼是叫我们成圣。
God tried us so that we will sanctify.
神的定义是良善的。
For God is good.
撒旦的计划是邪恶的。
The plan of Satan is evil.
试炼与试探，它的来源不同。
So their sources are different.
试炼与试探，他们的目的不同。
The purpose of the trial and temptation different.
试炼与试探，他们的果效也不同。
The effect is different.
那么我就想到一个问题。
So a problem arises.
会不会上帝用魔鬼来试探我们，成全上帝的旨意呢
？Could it be that God will use the devil to tempt you to fulfill His will?
或者反过来说，魔鬼会不会利用上帝来达到他的目的
？Or could it be that the devil is making use of God to fulfill His purpose?
当你这两方面一同想的时候
，If you you think about these two matters together,
得出一个错误的结论,
you may conclude wrongly.
就是神与鬼, 是幕后操纵者, 他们彼此合作来玩弄我们,
and that God and the devil combined and both are playing a fool out of us.
到底犹大是上帝, 耶稣基督拣选的吗?
Like Judas, was he not chosen by Christ? But the devil used him.
是上帝制造自言,
so God is doing his own show. So he asked the devil to come.
共来玩弄我们,
and two of them come and play a fool out of us.
试炼又不能,
so did God try Job? Or was it Job who tempted
him?
When Job, when the devil and God together tried Job,
人是不是被玩弄的一个工具?
So are we not just something that they play along with? Oh God, did you make use of the
魔鬼啊,
devil? Or the devil, did you make use of God?
他们的经文没有告诉我们,
they keep quiet, they didn't say anything.
但我们也带到一个很重要的原则,
but we must know this important principle.
试炼人的时候,
and that is when God tried man,
痛苦加在人身上,
we may have suffering.
人也需要受很多的苦,
and very often suffer greatly.
靠着主的力量才胜过试炼,
and then by his victory we will overcome
trial. 那么当人受苦的时候,
and when you are suffering,
撒旦就趁机会叫人埋怨上帝,
Satan will encourage you to grumble God,
撒旦就趁机会试探人离开上帝,
and tempt you to leave God.
所以神的试炼变成可以被魔鬼利用的一件事,
therefore the trial of God can be made use of by
Satan. 相反的当撒旦试探我们的时候,
on the other hand when Satan tempts you,
神就加力量给我们,
God will strengthen us.
使我们胜过撒旦又变成
that we can have victory over Satan.
所以这样两件事, 两个源头不是互相利用,
and so it's not a case where the two sources make use of each other.
这里面有万事互相效力的果效在中间,
but in it we see that all things work together for good.
叫爱上帝的人得出益处,
for all who love the Lord.
我感谢上帝,
I give thanks to God.
圣经记载的, 最重要的不是知道它内容, 知道了它的总原则。
The most important thing is to know the general principles of the Bible.
不是单单注重内容,
not just the content.
如果慢慢从内容去拼考, 去讨论, 去批判上帝的时候,
when we go by the content and you want to critique God and judge him,
有错误的结局,
very often you have the wrong conclusion.
当我们从全本圣经的总原则去看每一件事的内容的时候,
but when we assess things based on the general principle of the Bible,
你知道神永远没有做错事情,
you will know that God will never ever make a mistake.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
dear brothers and sisters,
上帝把试炼给我们,
God gave us trials,
撒旦把试探给我们,
Satan temptation.
上帝的试炼是从善的动机出发,
the trials of God came from a good motive. The temptations of Satan from an evil motive. God gave us trials so that we can have victory over ourselves, over the world, over Satan. And Satan wants us to fail, to compromise, to drop into sin.
耶稣基督说父啊,
so Jesus Christ said, Father,
有你不叫我们进入这个试探里面,
lead us not into temptation.
这个祷告是很重要的,
this is an important prayer.
这个祷告关系第三个人生命中的难处,
because it relates to the third challenge in humanity.
一个难处是什么呢?
What are these challenges?
我们在物质上的需要,
our material needs,
我们常常没有办法解决,
we can't solve the problem.
依靠上帝, 求你把我今天所需要的食物赐给我们,
so we call upon God, give us this day our daily bread.
我们第二样生活的难处是什么呢?
The second problem in our life,
人与人之间关系, 恶化有怎么处理的问题,
and how do we deal with broken relationships?
所以我们说主啊, 求你赦免我们的罪, 如同我们赦免那些得罪我们的人,
so we say, forgive us our debt as we also have forgiven our debtors.
人与人之间的关系是很难搞的,
human relationship most difficult.
人与人之间的关系常常因为错误的认识, 不同的名词的定义, 产生了误会, 产生了纠缠, 产生了仇恨,
and very often you have hatred, quarrels because of different definition, communication errors.
荷兰一个大哲学家叫 Benedict Spinoza 讲了一句话,
there is a great Holland, a Dutch philosopher called Spinoza.
All debates start from the same terminology used with a different context and different understanding of the concept.
所有的争论都是因为同样的字眼但是不同的解释不同的定义,
你也大声讲的时候,
so when you shout loudly,
你也强调你讲的话就是那个意思,
You want to emphasize that what you say is God's will.
对方对那个名词的感受, 跟那个名词的定义是完全不一样的。
But the people who listen to you may have a different definition of the words.
当我们在讨论一件不同意见、不同定义的事情的时候,
And so when we argue over something that has different definition,
我们很可能就进到纷争的中间。
You will then have dissent.
纷争的以后就产生了仇恨。
And then you have hatred.
因为你感到他是侮辱我。
Because you think the other person is humiliating you.
他是轻看我。
He looked down on you.
他是故意捉弄我,
and he purposely wants to harm
you.
And wants to bully me and wants to treat me badly.
越来越下去,
and then our relationship becomes very tense and it deteriorates. Human relationship is one of the hardest things to deal with in life.
第二样,
so this is the second
area。所以在物质与我们之间的供应中间的平衡的事情上。
And so in a matter with human material relationship,
你要对主说主啊, 我日用的饮食今日赐给我,
you have to pray to the Lord, give us this day our daily bread.
帮助我解决我物质的需要,
help me solve my material requirement.
很多人连自己找吃的技能都没有,
some people don't even know how to make a living.
我小的时候听季牧师讲一句话,
when I was young, Dr. G said,
你不能找生活吗?
He said, can you not find a work?
你没有饭吃吗?
You have no food?
你连蚂蚁都不如,
you are worse than an ant.
没有一只蚂蚁肚子饿的,
an ant will not starve.
没有一只蚂蚁不预备东西,
not a single ant will not prepare food.
甚至为冬天的粮食都已经预备好,
they prepare even for the winter.
你去学蚂蚁吧,
so go learn from the ant.
我就知道蚂蚁是人类的教授,
so I know that the ant is a professor,
很伟大的老师,
a great teacher.
当我们向蚂蚁学习的时候,
when we learn from the ant,
第一个问题就可以解决了,
we will solve the first problem.
物质的需要怎么解决?
How do you solve material needs?
第二个问题怎么解决呢?
The second, you want to solve it by your own heart, empathy, a heart that's forgiving. So you need to take the initiative to understand and actively forgive. Most difficult task. Because in matters of love, we are very passive. But in matters of hatred, we are very active.
如果人对你好,
if people are good to you,
你不一定对人家好,
maybe you won't reciprocate.
你先想他对我好, 因为他需要我, 他要利用我, 所以用不好思想去想人家为什么对你好,
you first assume that people are kind to you because there's a hidden motive.
后来发现他没有别的动机,
then you discover, no, there's no hidden motive. He's really nice.
你再勉强不得不对他好一点,
so you try just be a bit nicer.
所以你听过这样的话没有?
So you heard this before.
我这个人就是这样,
you say, I'm like this.
你对我好, 我就比你更好,
if you are good to me, I will be better than you.
如果你对我不好, 我就比你更不好,
if you are bad to me, I'll make it worse for you.
你听过这种话吗?
You heard people say,
有没有?
That? Yeah?
你不但听过, 你讲过,
you yourself have said it before.
我这个人就是这样,
you say, I'm like this.
意思是什么呢?
In other words,
我不必改了,
I don't have to change.
我已经现成了,
I'm like that.
我就是这样,
I'm like that.
你对我好, 我就对你好,
if you are good to me, I'll good to you.
对我不好, 我就比你更不好,
if you are mean to me, I'll be more nasty to you.
这叫做恶人不打自招,
so you are confessing yourself.
人对你不好, 你比他更不好,
if they are bad to you, you make it worse for them.
人给你鸡蛋,
so they give you an egg,
你给他鸭蛋,
you give him a duck egg.
人给你氢鸡蛋,
they give you a nuclear bomb.
你给他海子弹,
you give him a hydrogen
bomb. 全部完蛋,
so in the end, everybody died.
我们没有心去爱人,
we don't have the heart to love.
我们只有心去报仇,
we only have the heart to take revenge.
对人家的好处产生好的报应,
and we don't want to just reward people.
但是当别人对我们不好, 我们一定怀恨在心,
but when they are bad to us, we remember forever.
那么人间没有彼此饶恕,
so if there's no forgiveness,
没有彼此了解,
no empathy,
这个社会还像人的社会吗?
The society will not be a human society.
但我们没有爱在社会中间的时候,
if there's no love in the society,
我们人际关系就是一个地狱,
human relationship become like hell.
当我们人没有彼此宽恕包容的可能的时候,
if there's no possibility to forgive and accept,
在物质的地狱世界的里面,
you do live in a material hell.
耶稣基督说, 主啊, 我要赦免别人,
so Jesus Christ said, I must forgive others actively.
我赦免了别人以后,
after I forgive them,
我才能对主说, 主啊, 求你赦免我,
then I can say to the Lord, forgive me,
如同我赦免别人,
as I've also forgiven my
ethics. 我们这里告诉我们要培养一个主动的伦理,
it tells us that our ethics must be active and dynamic.
我们要一个主动良善的伦理,
a dynamic ethics of goodness.
我们的主动良善, 有宽大心肠的伦理
，an ethic that's dynamic with a generous heart，
那我们才能蒙上帝的恩典。
And then God will be blessing to us。
第三个困难的时候
，when the third problem comes，
耶稣教导我们要对父祷告。
Jesus said, "Pray to the Father."
我们没有办法拒绝诱惑试探的存在
，because we cannot deny the existence of temptation。
我们没有办法否认有诱惑我们的环境
，and reject an environment of temptation。
我们没有办法否定这些
，or deny any of
these。这些一定要存在的。
Surely they exist.
因为这是神造人所定的旨意。
A will of God.
你怎么知道这个事情呢
？How do you know this?
亚当在世界上的时候
，When Adam was alive,
上帝先对他讲话。
God first spoke to him.
然后许可魔鬼也对他讲话。
And allowed the devil to speak to him.
上帝不是把人拉到他一边，不准别的人碰他的。
God did not protect him from other people.
上帝把人放在一个中间的地位，让正的、邪的。都可以亲近他。
God allowed to him to be a status where the good and evil both can get close.
上帝先把真理告诉他。
God first told him the truth.
上帝让他受非真理话语的诱惑。
And allow him the temptation of untruth.
这神是这样造人。
So that is how God designed us. 你说
真的人一定要接受这两样吗
？Do we need to really accept both these?
不但亚当是如此。
Not only was this the case for Adam.
耶稣基督从天上道成肉身成为人的时候也是如此。
It was the case for Jesus Christ.The word incarnate.
耶稣基督有神的旨意要遵行。
Jesus will follow the will of God.
耶稣基督有撒旦的诱惑要抗拒。
But reject the temptation of Satan.
耶稣也受试探。
So Jesus was tempted.
试炼是一个必须。
And so trial is a
absolute necessity. 试探也是一个必须。
So is temptation.
Both the testing and the examination from God is.Something absolutely necessary.
从上帝来的试炼是绝对的必须。
So on the temptation from Satan is also an absolute necessity.
但是从魔鬼来的试探也是绝对的必须。
耶稣基督在世界上的时候
，Because even Jesus Christ
照样要受神的试炼。
Receive the trial from God.
也是照样要接受魔鬼的试探。
And also the temptation of the devil.
这些是必定存在的。
So they are absolute necessity.
这个是不可以否定的。
You cannot deny it.
这是我们不能抗拒的。
Not something you can reject.
我们不是逃避困难。
Not that we escape from challenges.
面对困难。
We face it.
一个正人君子是面对困难而盼望得胜。
A true gentleman face challenges and have victory.
一个小人是逃避困难，免得负责任。
A despicable person runs.Away from his
responsibility. 耶稣基督拯救我们成为他的儿女。
Jesus saved us to be his children.
不是叫我们做个小人。
Not for us to be despicable.
不是叫我们做个下流的人。
Or to become a coward.
乃是训练我们成为一个君子。
But train us to be a gentleman.
成为勇敢的战士。
To be a courageous warrior.
面对困难。
To face our challenges.
是比逃避困难更积极的基督徒的精神。
And it is the Christian spirit not to escape.
主啊，如果你试探有了
，So, O Lord, if your trial comes,
那我要怎么样过这个生活呢
？How do I solve the problem?
求你拯救我，使我不要进入试探里面。
Save me so that I will not enter into temptation.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
，Dear brothers and sisters,
如果试探是一定要有的
，If temptation is a necessity,
那么我们结局就要胜过试探。不是被试探所胜。
Our conclusion surely is a victory over it.
但你分辨出来，试探不可能是从上帝来的。
If you are clear that temptation cannot come from God,
上帝不受试探，也不试探人。
Because God is not tempted nor does he tempt men.
这样的试探一定是从撒旦来的。
So surely it came from Satan.
那我做人怎么面对试探呢
？How do I face temptation?
我们就效法人中之人。我们的主耶稣基督
，We learn from the best of humanity, Jesus Christ.
道成肉身，离开天上尊贵、荣耀、完美的地方。
When Jesus left the perfection in heaven,
他来到世界
，and came among us,
成了一个可以受试探的人。
He became a human being that can be tempted.
虽然他没有犯罪
，although he has never sinned,
但是他过了好像罪人应当受的环境一样的。
He lived in the environment of the sinners.
圣经告诉我们，他凡事受试探。只是他没有罪。
The Bible says he is tempted and tried in every way except he never sinned.
我们今天已经看出来试探是不能减少的。
So we already agree that temptation cannot be escaped.
试探的存在是不能避免的。
You cannot run away from it.
我们怎样胜过试探呢
？But how do we have victory then?
你要回到耶稣受试探的情形中。
You want to return to the temptation of Jesus Christ.
我们主从天上到地上来做人。
Our Lord came as a human being from heaven.
到了成熟的时间。他又出来做弥赛亚的时候
，When the time was up and he came forth as the Messiah，
那个时候他是30岁
，He was 30 years old。
按照人的年日
By the human tradition.
我们的主三十岁的时候，他出来为上帝做工了。
He went into the ministry at 30 years old.
耶稣出来做工第一件事是什么？
The first thing he did.
耶稣第一次三十岁出来做什么？
At 30 years old.
他在旷野40天。 来受试探。
He was tempted for 40 days in the wilderness.
这是其他的宗教领袖没有记载过的事情。
These are things that other religious leaders does not have recording about.
孔子受过什么试探？
What kind of temptation did Confucius have?
论语没有记载下来。
The Analect did not say.
印度的教主或者他们的圣人受过什么试探？
The saints of the Hindus.
乌班尼撒。 奥义书也没有记载下来。
Upanishad does not have any recording.
释迦牟尼跑了几个地方。
Shakyamuni traveled widely.
他发现生老病死苦是不能避免的。
He discovered that it's not possible to escape from the pain and suffering of the world.
没有提到什么重要的试探。
But he didn't talk about important temptation.
耶稣基督出来做工的时候。
But when Jesus Christ first started working, the first thing
就是禁食祷告。
Was he fasted and prayed?
为什么禁食祷告？
Why did he fast and pray?
这个工作 不可以靠人的力量。
This is not a work of human being.
工作要依靠上帝的力量。
But by the strength of God.
禁食的意思是什么呢？
What does fasting mean?
禁食不是要建立功劳。
It is not to have credit with God.
禁食是要废除功劳。
But to get rid of the works.
如果一个人禁食，然后在面上这里写禁，这里讲食，到处大家看见他禁食，他就比别人高一等。 这个动机是错误的。
And if you fast and you tell the whole world you're fasting, your motive is wrong.
你的禁食是静默无声。
Your fasting ought to be silent.
禁食是自己默默地受饥饿的痛苦。
A suffering of hunger by yourself.
不是在建立功劳。
Not to build up works.
不是在炫耀自己的名。
Or boast of yourself.
不是盼望人认识你什么刻苦。
Or hope that people recognize your trouble.
主耶稣自己静静地到旷野去禁食。
And so Jesus quite quietly went to the wilderness to fast.
40天没有进食物。
For 40 days without food.
所以到最后他就饿了。
So in the end he was hungry.
耶稣进食是没有吃，有没有喝呢？
Does he just not eat or drink?
我相信耶稣有喝水。
I believe he drank.
你怎么知道呢？
How do you know?
圣经说他40天没有吃饭就饿了，没有说就渴了。
The Bible did not say he was thirsty.
所以耶稣基督可能有喝水。
So possibly he drank.
旷野的地方。
In the wilderness.
40天没有吃东西。
For 40 days without food.
喝一些露水，喝一些泉水，他可能有喝水。
He possibly had drank.
当他肚子饿了以后呢？
After he was hungry.
那试探者就来了。
The tempter came.
这试探者是谁呢？
Who was the tempter?
是魔鬼。
The devil.
因为魔鬼三大工作之一。 其中一个就是试探人。
One of the three big work that he does.
魔鬼的三大工作是什么呢？
What are the three tasks of the devil?
抵挡上帝。
The first will be oppose God.
拦阻上帝。
And block his work.
抗拒上帝。
And rebel to him.
这是撒旦的第一大工作。
So this is the big great task of Satan to oppose God.
抵挡神。
And rebel.
拦阻神。
And block his work.
不愿意他的旨意成就。
And don't want his will to come true.
撒旦是大有能力的。
He is of great power.
被造灵界的领袖。
A spiritual leader.
所以他的权柄大得不得了。
He had great power.
但是没有办法大过上帝。
But not bigger than God.
但是他夜郎自大。
But he was arrogant.
他以为他可以拦住上帝。
He think he can block God.
抵挡上帝。
And oppose him.
而事实证明历史上上帝很多工作受撒旦的阻挡很久很久的时间。
And the fact is that in the history of mankind, Satan seems to be succeeding for a long time.
是不是表示撒旦一定得胜呢？
Does that mean that he has victory?
不是。
No.
因为终极性最后的审判来到的神要胜过撒旦，他要永远灭亡。
Because ultimately in the last judgment, God will have eternal victory.
感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God.
最后的胜利是神的。
God has final victory.
神许可撒旦。
And he allows Satan.
任凭他。
To let him
给他暂时掌握全世界。
Temporarily having power over the world.
约翰一书第5章19节告诉我们。
First John chapter 5 verse 19 says.
全世界都握在那恶者的手下。
The entire world is under the hand of the evil one.
直到什么时候呢？
Until when?
叫做上帝的时间来到了。
Until the time of God is up.
神就亲自来审判他。
God himself will judge him.
胜过他。
And a victory.
把他。 被暂时交托的权柄，把它拿回来。
And retrieve the power given to him temporarily.
等耶稣在世界上的时候
，So when Jesus was not there,
耶稣暂时比天使微小一点。
Temporarily, he was lower than the angels.
天使在永恒中间，本来撒旦就是那个就天使长。
Satan was an archangel.
耶稣基督到世间做人的时候
，So when Jesus came in the flesh，
暂时比天使微小一点。
For a while he was lower than angel。
所以撒旦就以他超过人的天使的权柄来试探耶稣了。
And so Satan tempted God as a being greater than a human being。
如果耶稣不愿意到世界上来做人
，If Jesus was not willing to come in the flesh，
远远超过天使。
His power far surpassed that of angel。
不但超过得胜的天使
，Not only is it a matter of victory only，
更超过失败的。
It's actually more than the fallen angels.
耶稣基督不到世界上来做人。
If Jesus did not come in the flesh,
他是在天使之上。
He will be above the angels.
但父说你下去做人吧。
But the Father says, "Go and become a human being."
我差遣你到世界上。
I send you to the world.
信你的人不至灭亡，可得永生。
That whoever believes in you will not perish but have eternal life.
我们主就下来了。
I saw a Lord came.
当他下来的时候
，When he came,
暂时比天使微小一点。
For a while, he was lower than the angels.
这就是最好的机会了。
So this is the best opportunity.
魔鬼就来试探他。
The devil came.
因为你做人
，because you're a human being.
暂时比天使更微小。
For a while, you're lower than the angels.
现在来捉弄你
so now I come to
我来试探你
I want to tempt you.
但是这位以神道成肉身身份做人的耶稣基督
Jesus Christ God incarnate
因为他是神的儿子
because he's the son of God
他有无穷的能力
he has infinite power
虽然是上帝的儿子
although he's the son of God
但你现在暂时成为人
but in the moment you are a human being
靠近你的时候
so when I come close to you
他对耶稣讲的第一句话是什么
the first thing he said to Jesus
你若是上帝的儿子。
If you are the son of God，
你吩咐这块石头变成饼，你吃吧。你现在不是饿了吗？你现在不是需要食物吗？你是上帝的儿子的话呢？若是你是，你改变石头吧。
So because you are hungry, if you are the son of God, change the stone into bread.
耶稣基督说：“是的，我才记得是上帝的儿子。”
Jesus Christ.
哎呀，好机会，就变成面包可以吃了。
And he can change the stone to bread.
是不是这样呢
？Was that the case?
耶稣怎么回答
？What did Jesus say?
耶稣对这句话怎么反应
？How did he respond?
请你注意哈
，Take note of this.
撒旦说：“如果你是上帝的儿子。”
Satan says, "If you are the son of God."
如果
if
你是上帝的儿子
，You are the son of God。
你听这句话感受如何
？How do you feel when you hear this sentence？
我如果说呢
？If I say，
杨大明
，Young Techman，
如果你是男人
，If you are a man，
他心里羞耻，你我是男的还要如果吗
？In his heart he would say it's no if。
你用这句话挑战我
，You are challenging me。
你先用怀疑的心来对我。
You first doubt me.
为什么你问我你如果是上帝的儿子
？Why do you ask me if you are the son of God?
耶稣基督知道他是上帝儿子。
Jesus of course knew that.
我是上帝儿子，就是上帝儿子。
I am the son of God.
就不必如果来如果去。
There is no if.
我就是上帝儿子。
I am the son of God.
所以他不回答。
But he did not answer.
他不辩论。
He did not debate.
他不反应。
He did not.
他讲的一句话是什么话呢
？What did he say?
人活着不是单靠食物。那是靠上帝口里所讲的一切的话语。
Man does not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God.
我想基督的回应是最好的回应。
I thought that his reaction is the best one.
我们这一生没有从耶稣的身上学习怎样的智慧。
If we do not learn the wisdom of Christ in our life,
我们是瞎眼的基督徒。
We are indeed blind.
如果我们从耶稣的身上没有看到他用怎样的智慧对一切的事情。
And we do not see the way he applied his wisdom in all things.
我们是做一个很差很笨的基督徒。
We are most foolish as a Christian.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
Dear brothers and sisters.
你有饥饿的时候。
When you are hungry.
我有饥饿的时候。
I will be hungry.
你有需要的时候。
There are times of need.
我有需要的时候。
So have I.
当我们饥饿的时候。
When we are hungry.
当我们需要的时候。
When we are in need.
撒旦一定用很特殊很高明的办法来试探我们。
Satan will tempt us with a most sophisticated method.
第一个高明的办法是什么呢
？The first sophistication.
先否定你的地位。
Is to deny your status.
叫你怀疑你的地位。
That you doubt your status.
告诉你你不一定是有这个地位。
To tell you that maybe you have no status.
你若是上帝的儿子。
If you are the son of God.
难道你是吗？
Are you?
你以为你是吗
？You think you are?
你凭什么认为你是
？By what do you think so?
当我们自己有很多把握的时候
，But when we have a lot of confidence,
有人摇撼我们的根基
，When people shake your roots,
一丝怀疑
，You may doubt,
一丝动摇
，Shake of all,
就变成完全没有把握的一个人
，And you become without confidence.
撒旦攻击人的时候
，When Satan attack us,
用这样的办法
，That is his method.
You are the son of God.
如果你是上帝的儿子
，You are a true Christian.
如果你真是真基督徒
，God truly delight you，
如果上帝真的喜欢你
，let him deliver you，
让他来搭救你，
这是上帝一向的伎俩。
This is his common tactic，
总是叫你怀疑你的基础。
He wants you to doubt your status，
怀疑你的位分
，your foundation，
怀疑神给你已经肯定的那个价值。
And doubt the value that God has given you。
你若是上帝的儿子
，if you are the son of God，
你把石头变为食物吧。
Command this stone to become bread。
This is my suggestion。
这是我的提议。
我告诉很多时候我们已经定了。
So sometimes we have said,
人家不但看不见
，people cannot see。
他以为你不懂
，they thought you don't know。
就来教你一下
，so they teach you。
我很气这样的事。
I don't like such things。
有的人说你教会没有长老。
Some people say, "Hey, you're
just an elder." You should have elders.
你应该有长
老。我两个礼拜要见，要吃里长老的。
And 2 weeks later,
他们就会说，就我告诉他，他才去做长老的。
Then they say, "Ah, because I suggested."
现在我们从教会开始已经定了。
Because we have already said that from the beginning.
过十年才有这事。
After 10 years, we have deacons.
最迟25年有长老。
25 years later, we have elders.
今年是25年。
This is our 25th year.
那些自以为义的人。
So those self-righteous people.
先把你假设什么都不懂。
First, assume you that you don't know. So I tell you now.
才懂
，then now you know。
提醒你
，because I suggest you，
你才会做
，so you will do this。
有一次我到加里曼丹去
，I went to Kalimantan once。
有一个牧师的孩子，骄傲的不得了。
There's a pastor's kid, very proud。
他送我一本书
，He gave me a book，
40多面
，40 over pages。
题目叫做 Western Philosophy。
The title is Western Philosophy。
那我一看几分钟就看完了。
I read it a few minutes。
后来过30年以后
，30 years later，
他对人家说
，He tell other people。
他牧师讲到很多哲学。都是我从前给他那本书，他才会讲。
He said, "Dr. Tong preached because I gave him a philosophy book."
后来人家告诉我
，Then people told me,
哇，他不是那个人对你贡献很大。
They said, "Wow, Dr. Tong, the guy is a great help for you."
一本书叫 Western Philosophy.
He gave you a book called Western Philosophy.
原来你就用那本书讲了几十年的道。
So you use that book and preach for decades.
我是笑起来的。
I laugh.
你知道我家里的书有300多本哲学的书吗
？You know, philosophy book have more than 300 at home.
最厚的超过2000面。
The thickest have more than 2000 pages.
你那个小单张。
That little brochure you've got.
贡献我30多年讲到的内容。
Use for 30 over years.
我很懊悔那天收那一份东西。
I am regretful that I took the book.
因为他好像功劳太大。
Because he keep boasting about it.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，Dear brothers and
sisters, 魔鬼对耶稣说
，The devil said to
Jesus, 你若是上帝的儿子
，If you are the son of God,
好像说你已经忘记了
，As if you have forgotten.
我现在提醒你
，Let me remind you now.
你不必饿死的
，Don't have to die.
你可以吃很好的面包
，You can eat good bread.
而且这面包又不必买的
，You don't have to buy.
因为你是上帝的儿子，你可以变的
，You are the son of God.
你就做就工作吧
，Just do it.
做完了告诉人家是我教你的哦。
After that, tell people.
我如果没有提醒你，你忘记你是上帝儿子。
Tell you, you will forget.
所以我给你的贡献很大。
So I contribute.
这种人是夜郎自大。
These are most arrogant people.
我一生呢碰到这样的人好多个。
I've met many people like that.
感谢主，不是你就是。
Thanks be to God, it's not you.
现在在弟兄姊妹。
Dear brothers and sisters.
第一个试探来的时候。
The first temptation.
耶稣基督掉进去吗
？Did Jesus fall?
没有。
No.
Jesus never fell into the temptation.
耶稣没有陷入这个试探。
耶稣基督回答他的时候
，And so Jesus answered,
不是照他的话回答他。
Not by what he said.
有的人讲话，你不要照他的口气回答他。
Don't answer people based on what people say to you.
因为你不是他的程度。
You are not.
你跟他讲一样，他觉得哎，我们同乡。
When you say in the same standard, they think of the same family.
我们同学。
We are.
我们同程度。
We are same level.
他讲他的。
He can say what he wants.
你讲上帝的。
You say what God wants.
你若是上帝的儿子，把石头变为饼来吃吧。
If you're the son of God, change the stone to bread. What are you talking about?
你要我为吃做一件事情吗
？You want me to do this?
我告诉你
，I tell you，
人活着不是单靠食物。
Man does not live
on bread. 上帝口里所出意的话。
But by every word that comes from the mouth of God.
对你所提议的。
So your suggestion.
你所给我讲的。
What you say.
根本没有多大的价值。
No value.
是我跟你回答的。
My answer.
神为人所定的旨意。
Is the will God set for man.
试探我不会掉进去的。
I won't fall into the temptation.
这是第一个试探。
So that was the first one.
那魔鬼把耶稣带到圣殿的山上，圣殿的上面。
The devil brought him to the pinnacle of the temple.
高的地方。
The highest place.
人在最高的地方。最怕的就是跌倒，对不对
？The thing that you are most afraid of is to fall.
感谢上帝，上帝造小孩子脚这么短。
God made children with short legs.
人跌倒马上爬起来。
So when they fall, they can get up.
跌的时候短短的。
Because it's a short fall.
靠近地面很短。
Very close to the
ground. 骨头又软得不得了。
And their bones are very
soft. 肉还有弹性。
And springy flesh.
跌倒嘣嘣嘣就起来了。
So they can fall and get up.
老人家一跌就半死了。
But old people know.
最糟糕的就是。长颈鹿跌下去
，if a giraffe
哦，如果脚断了，谁都很难接他的
，it's very hard to，
因为太高了
，too tall。
撒旦把耶稣带到圣殿最高的地方
，Satan brought Jesus to the pinnacle of the temple。
他要你做什么
？And said to him，
要你居高位
to have the highest
place, 要你得荣耀
to have glory,
要你感到自己沾沾自喜
to think
yourself 你看我这么高吗
I'm at a
high. 我告诉你魔鬼如果叫你到最高的地方是要叫你跳下去
actually the devil bring you to the highest point so that you will fall the hardest
你明白吗
you understand this
升得越高
The higher you go,
跌得越惨
the harder you fall.
到最高的地位
to go to the highest position,
跌得越凄惨
the fall is worse.
有一些平常的传道人
some common preachers,
没有什么可夸口的
nothing to boast about.
每次就礼拜天讲道
they preach on Sunday.
礼拜一到拜六去探访
and then visit people the weekdays.
礼拜天再来讲道
Sunday preach again.
所以他也不会什么跌
so there is not much fall.
没有什么厉害
there is not much problem.
撒旦让你越来越高的时候
But when Satan elevates you higher and higher,
把你摔下来的时候
when you fall,
你就很危险了
it is most dangerous.
所以请你注意
so take note of this.
你的高位是上帝把你放在哪边的，或者是撒旦把你放在哪边。
You have achieved a high status because of God, or was it because of the devil?
你的高位是神一步一步提升你的，或者你自己的雄心大志、你的野心建立起来的。
You have reached a high position because God bring you step by step, or you jump on it.
这些事情分别清楚。
When you are able to segregate these things,
或者当你跌下来是很惨很惨。
Or you will fall most hard.
今天你们的康熙。
有公益
很难得回从前的名誉了
Very hard to retrieve the past reputation or 邱永义
很难从他卑鄙的地位里面挣扎起来
Very hard to retrieve back the
past glory 因为他曾经被带到很高的地方
Because they were once at the pinnacle
然后叫他跌下去的时候
And when they fall
他跌下去一定不是上帝要他做的工作
They fall not because their work is not
一定是撒旦要做的工作
It must be the work of Satan
耶稣啊请你跌下去
Jesus Christ fall
圣殿最高处圣经只有记载一次只有一个人曾经达到的地方就是魔鬼把耶稣带上去
The pinnacle of the temple the Bible only had one occasion when someone reached there and that was Jesus Christ
耶稣在圣殿最高的地方是应该的
It is true that he should be at the pinnacle
他是配得在那个地方
He is worthy of it
因为他是教会的元首
He is the source of the church
他是基督徒的头
The head of all Christians
神定下
God has set
带领全世界圣民的领袖
The leader of all the saints of the world
救恩的元帅
The general of the salvation.
Captain of the salvation.
The captains of the captains. Surely he deserved to be there.
但是这一次呢,
But this time,
撒旦把他带上去的时候,
Satan brought him up there.
竟然叫他掉下去,
and asked him to jump.
你真正的动机是什么呢?
So what is his motive?
你每一次注意啊,
Take note of this.
人对你好, 对你不好, 你不要看外表到底有什么表现。
Don't look at people just from the surface and superficial
你要看这个举动背后的动机到底是什么。
You want to ask yourself what is the motive behind what people do to you.
你知道中国一个大哲学家叫做冯友兰。
China is a great philosopher called 冯友兰。
知道这个名字的请举手。
Those of you who know him, raise your hand.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 冯友兰他的序文里面，中国哲学史，他讲一句话。
In his preface of Chinese philosopher, he says.
研究哲学家。
If you study philosophers,
你不可以单单研究他的思想内容。
You cannot just study their contents of thought.
这是很多哲学学生最大的错误。
This is the biggest error of philosophy students.
尼采的理论是这样。
This guy has this theory.
孔子的思想。
Confucius has this theory.
每一个哲学家的内容。
This philosopher, this content.
冯友兰说。
冯友兰
说。你研究哲学家的思想。
When you think about philosophers' thought,
你不能单单。研究他的内容
Don't just study the content
你要研究他写这些文章背后的动机是什么
You are to study the motive of his writing
我买那一本书啊
I bought that book
单单这句话就这回票价了
Just that sentence alone is worth the price
我感到冯友兰太聪明了
I thought he's most intelligent
冯友兰能够看出这一点比内容更重要
He can see that the motive is more important than content.
这表示智慧超过知识。
It means that wisdom is surpasses intelligence.
很爱读书的人越读越笨。
Many people the more they study, the dumber they get.
因为知识一大堆，智慧一点点没有。
They have lots of knowledge, very few wisdom.
内容有了，我们的根基失去了。
We have the content, not the foundation.
我们的这个现象一大堆，我们的本质失去了。
A lot of phenomena, no essence.
我再讲一次。
I say again.
你研究一个哲学家的思想。
When you study the thoughts of a philosopher,
你不可以单单研究他的思想内容。
Do not just study the content of thought.
你要研究他写这些事的动机是什么。
You want to study why he wrote all these things.
这一次苏格兰人不能独立。
Scotland failed in their quest for independence.
他们的referendum 55对45%。
55% of people say no.
但是呢，苏格兰没有独立。
So there's no independence.
他们还是苏格兰人。
But it's still Scotland.
他们常常以为。 他们比英格兰更聪明。
They always think that the Scots are more smarter than the English.
英格兰产生了这个 Shakespeare 不是很聪明吗？
But did England have Shakespeare?
英格兰产生了很多伟大的戏剧家 Bernard Shaw 伟大的政治家 Gladstone 不是很聪明吗？
So they are great politicians, great theatre writers.
我告诉你，
But I tell you,
苏格兰产生的哲学家 比英格兰多得更多。
There are more Scottish philosophers than England.
苏格兰产生的David Hume.
They had David Hume.
苏格兰产生的Smith, Adam Smith.
Scotland has Adam Smith.
全世界经济理论最强、最有果效的不是马克思，是Adam Smith.
Adam Smith has more influence over economy than Karl Marx.
马克思的经济理论比Adam Smith多很多。
Karl Marx wrote a lot more about economy than Adam Smith.
没有办法比Adam Smith的伟大。
But it is not greater than Adam Smith.
反接受马克思主义的经济理论呢，最后一定经济破产。
If you accept the economic theory of Karl Marx, you go bankrupt.
没有一个国家是例外的。
No exception.
中国如果跟着马克思一直走，一定完全破产的。
China will go into bankruptcy, become Marxist.
苏联破产。
Russia went bankrupt.
东德破产。
Northeast Europe, Czechoslovakia,
Romania,
Romania,
Albania,
Albania,
匈牙利破产,
Hungary,
Bulgaria,
Bulgaria,
这个古巴破产,
Cuba,
Ethiopia, 破产,
Ethiopia,
北韩破产,
North Korea.
这些人都是以为有一个马克思进来, 马上可以把他们的国家提升到更平均, 更平等的地步。
They think that Karl Marx theory will elevate the country.
所以呢，毛泽东也把这匹马带进来。
So Mao Zedong also followed.
我要你这匹马在中国跑。
He wants Karl Marx to go.
改变中国。
China transform it.
结果呢，跑来跑去，危险到了以后。
In the end, when they
邓小平就把这匹马把它抓住了，衔来了马克思。
Thatcher and Deng Xiaoping just stopped the whole thing.
中国才停止破产了。
Then it stopped its bankruptcy.
不然中国是世界最穷的国家。
Or it will continue to be the poorest in the world.
我曾经在香港讲一句话。
I said in Hong Kong.
你不要限制中国人。
Do not limit the Chinese.
不要逼他。
Don't force them.
让中国人自由一点，他一定会发财的。
Let the Chinese be a bit more free, they will become rich.
中国人太聪明了。
Because the Chinese are too intelligent.
没有饭吃会想到变成弄到别人没有饭吃。
If they have no food, they'll make sure other people have no food.
他一定弄到最后自己一大堆饭吃。
In the end, he himself has lots of food.
中国人经济不必靠外面。
The Chinese don't need other people.
中国人的几十亿也不怕。
They are not afraid of many people.
因为中国人一点东西就可以生活了。
Because they can survive on little bit of things.
中国不变成富强的国家才奇怪。
So it's very strange that China is not rich.
中国不变成世界第一流的经济大国才奇怪。
And you'll be very strange if you will not become an economic great giant.
为什么美国不能成为经济最强的大国呢？
Why is America not like the
greatest
economic great
giant?
In the future, no.
因为他赚一块，他要用两块啊。
Because they make $1 by using $2.
怎么会储蓄呢？
So how do they save?
怎么会节省呢？
They won't save.
怎么会有钱呢？
They won't become rich.
其实青年人还没有工作，先用 credit card 买 Cadillac。
If you have no job, you use a credit card buy Cadillac.
你薪水多少钱？
How much money do you
make? 一个月2000块。
2000 a month.
你买的 Cadillac 要付多少钱？
You buy a Cadillac, how much you pay?
付1200块。
1200块。
为什么呢？
Why?
Cadillac 比 Chevrolet 更好。
Cadillac is better than
Cadillac
Chevrolet.
Cadillac 比 Toyota 更有派头。
Better, more brand than Toyota.
如果要买的话，
if I want to buy,
最少买 Corvette.
At least I must have a Corvette.
最快的跑车，
a sports car.
然后一直负债付不清，
so you keep going into debt.
今天多少美国人死的时候， credit card 还欠一大堆钱。
The Americans, when they die, still have a lot of credit card bills.
现在全美国平均每一个人欠中国人的债超过10万美金。
Every American, on the average,
每一个美国人。
More than $100,000 to China.
欠中国人民10万美金。
About $100,000.
你想他会有前途吗？
So you think
中国人呢？不是赚10,000，用200。
If we make $10,000, we make use of $200.
中国人的看法是这样,
the way the Chinese look at it,
剩下来的钱是我的,
the money that's left behind is mine.
用的钱给人家拿去了,
when I use the money, other people take it away.
美国人反过来,
the American
留下来的钱是人家的,
when I leave behind money,
我的用的钱是我的,
but money I spend is mine.
我辛辛苦苦做的办事,
I work so hard.
一生不用,
I don't use
留给别人变成人家的,
in the end, other people use my money.
我能用就用,
so if I can spend, I spend.
我今天不再讲哪一个比较好,
I won't tell you which one is better.
我告诉你,
but I tell you,
凡接受马克思主义经济理论的, 一定经济破产,
those who accept Karl Marx theory will surely go back.
没有一个例外的,
no exception at all.
所有不破产的,
if they are not bankrupt,
都是把这个马掐死他,
it's because they killed
悬崖了马,
and held on to
才有前途,
then you have some chance.
现在全世界最笨的国家就是北朝鲜,
the dumbest country in the world is North America, North Korea.
还让那匹马在里面乱跑一场,
they still go for government,
把自己的人权打得半死,
and then just suppress the people.
所以邓小平是很聪明的,
so Deng Xiaoping is most intelligent.
可惜他不是真正共产主义的,
he is not a true communist.
如果你以为共产党就像邓小平是一个真正纯正的共产主义, 你是看错了,
so you are wrong if you think that he is a true communist.
外面共产, 里面资本主义,
he is a capitalist in his heart.
从前挂羊头卖狗肉, 邓小平说, 我不一样, 我挂狗头卖羊肉,
and so he does think completely the other way around.
所以中国才会有前景,
then you have a future.
但是中国一有钱起来,
but once it becomes rich,
又回到毛泽东所挂虑的事情,
again what Mao Zedong worried about,
有钱的太有钱,
those who are rich are too rich,
穷的太穷, 不行, 要平等,
so we must have equality.
毛泽东的时代有平等,
but are they equality in the time of Mao Zedong?
毛一路印多少份,
how many times do you print his
books? 版权费谁拿去的?
Who had copyright?
是平等分给穷人吗?
Was it distributed?
是百姓归平均的吗?
Among the people?
这世界的人,
the people of the world,
口讲的一套,
may say one thing,
心里想的另外一套,
and have anything in the heart.
我告诉你, 只有上帝跟瑞士银行知道什么人在里面多少钱,
only God and the Swiss bank knows who have all the money.
很多人都不知道,
many people do not know.
这些人不要告诉人家,
they won't tell others,
因为怕人家拿去,
so that people don't take it.
不告诉, 到死了不告诉,
till death you don't tell.
结果死了,
and then when you die,
瑞士银行就全部拿去了,
the Swiss bank will just take it all.
世界最聪明的是上帝,
and so God is the most intelligent.
第二是魔鬼,
followed by the devil.
第三是瑞士银行,
followed by the Swiss bank.
你不要笑,
don't laugh.
这是真正的事情,
this is true.
那耶稣基督活在世界上的,
when Jesus was alive,
he holds nothing for himself.
他自己什么都没有,
什么都没有,
he had nothing.
没有争取另外一块钱为自己,
he didn't seek money for himself.
所有世界暂时的物质,
all temporal material goods,
都不要,
Jesus did not want.
所以耶稣基督, 撒旦说, 你叫石头变成饼吧,
so Satan said, turn the stone into bread.
他回答说, 人活着不是单靠食物,
he answered,
靠上帝口里一切的话,
he answered, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word comes from our God.
上面,
brought him to the pinnacle,
你跳下去嘛,
the temple,
jump. 你的圣经说, 上帝要拆解他的使者, 保护你, 使你的脚不至于跌倒,
the Bible says the angels will come and prevent you from falling.
耶稣跳下去吗?
Did Jesus jump?
耶稣不但不跳下去,
not only did he not jump,
耶稣回答的时候,
Jesus answered,
用圣经的话,
using the word of the Bible,
不可试探你的上帝,
you shall not put the Lord your God to the test.
我小的时候误会这句话,
when I was young, I was mistaken.
我以为某事对撒旦说, 我是你的上帝, 你不可试探上帝,
I thought the devil says, I'm your God, you are not to test this God.
耶稣不是这个意思,
not so.
耶稣基督从来不站在神的身份受试探,
God does not receive, Jesus did not receive temptation as God.
Jesus never received the temptation in the position of being God, because he knows God never be able to be tempted and never tempts others.
耶稣基督从来不以上帝的身份被试探, 因为上帝不被试探也不试探人,
神不试探人,
God does not tempt man,
也不受试探,
and himself is not.
耶稣对撒旦说,
so Jesus said to Satan,
你不可试探你的上帝,
you shall not tempt the Lord your God. What it means,
现在我是人,
as a human being,
我道成肉身,
I've come in the flesh,
我成一个人,
as a man,
我不可试探上帝,
I will not tempt my God,
所以我一定不跳下去,
so I will surely not jump.
这是试探上帝,
this is a test God, it is wrong.
撒旦第一次失败,
so the first failure,
第二次失败,
second failure,
把他带到最高的山上去,
and then brought him to the highest mountain.
我想可能就是喜马拉雅山, 珠穆朗玛峰,
maybe Mount Everest.
那给他看世界所有的富贵荣华,
and show him all the kingdoms of the world and his glory.
你向我拜一拜吧,
just bow down to me.
我把这一切都给你,
I give you all these things.
如果你要不要,
If it is you, will you take it? Will you take it?
我告诉你，拜我一下。一次好了
，just bow once。
恭喜拜我一下。
恭喜 ，just one。
一次，
恭喜 once。
我把最贵的 Rolls Royce 给你。
I give you the most expensive Rolls Royce。
要不要？
Would you want it？
你说哈
？Yeah。
Rolls Royce。
Rolls Royce。
Toyota 我都很高兴了。
I will be happy with Toyota。
何况 Mercedes。
I know your Mercedes。
何况 BMW。
Or BM。
何况 Rolls Royce。
Rolls Royce。
哇，你要不要啊
？You want it？
好，要要要要。
Okay， I will want it。
你不但低一次头，你低好几次。
You will bow a few times。
如果耶稣那一天向撒旦敬拜。
If Jesus bowed down to Satan that day,
全世界变成耶稣的。
The whole world belongs to Jesus Christ.
全世界都归耶稣了。
The whole world belongs to Jesus Christ.
你唱过一首歌吗
？Have you sang a song?
愿全世界归耶稣。
May the whole world belong to Jesus.
愿全世界信耶稣。
May the whole world believe in Jesus.
愿全世界属于我主的。
May everything belong to my Lord.
最简单的。
The simplest way, not to preach the gospel. I mean, you preach so hard.
57年到现在还没有多少人信主。
I preach for 57 years and still not too many people believe.
最简单的不是参拜千万的宣教士，到海外，到野地，到深山，到野林，到山峰，到地区去传道。
Or to send thousands of missionaries all over the world to preach.
最简单的是什么
？The simplest method.
耶稣拜一拜。
Is for Jesus to just bow once.
全世界都是基督徒。
And the entire world become Christian.
不必讲到了。
You don't have to preach.
不必流汗了。
Don't have to sweat.
不必辛苦了。
Don't have to work.
好不好
？Isn't it good?
耶稣有没有向魔鬼拜啊
？Did Jesus bow down to Satan?
为什么不要拜呢
？Why not?
骄傲。
Proud.
谦卑嘛。
You should be humble. Just.
耶稣为什么不向他拜
？So why did he not do it?
如果耶稣向魔鬼拜一次。
If all it took was one bow from Jesus,
全世界都变成基督徒。
The whole world become Christians.
什么基督徒呢
？What kind of Christian?
你说信耶稣的基督徒。
Well, you believe in Jesus.
你得属耶稣了。
Because you belong to him. 信耶稣了。You believe him.
信一个怎么样耶稣
？Believe in what Jesus?
信一个自己拜魔鬼的耶稣。
Believe in a Jesus who worships Satan.
你懂吗？
You know,
所以这个不可以的。
So you cannot do it.
基督很明确的看到任何试探的背景是怎样邪恶的动机。
Christ is immediately able to recognize the motive behind the temptation.
第三次。
So the third time.
撒旦对耶稣说。
Satan said to Jesus,
你拜我吧。
Worship me.
我把所有的荣华富贵，全世界都送给你。
I give you the kingdoms of the world and their glory.
耶稣怎么回答呢
？And Jesus answered.
好，我考虑一下。
Let me think about this.
我跟大家商量一下。
Let me discuss with others.
耶稣回答什么
？Jesus answered.
撒旦，退我后边去吧。
Be gone, Satan.
没有商量的余地。
There is no.
没有妥协的可能。
No compromise.
没有讨论比较的可能。
No discussion.
你退我后边去吧。
Be gone, Satan.
现在我要问一个很重要的问题。
I want to ask an important question.
耶稣为什么受试探
？Why was Jesus tempted?
是因为耶稣没有能力，所以给试探掉了。
Because he has no power.
耶稣为什么受试探
？Why was he tempted?
是因为他自己很盼望得到那些东西，但是结果想来想去，不应该所以反对吗
？Could it because he wanted those things, but in the end made the right decision?
耶稣受试探
，the temptation of Jesus,
圣灵把他引到到魔鬼面前
，was because the Spirit led him to the devil.
哈，上帝的灵引导人去见鬼吗？
The Spirit of God lead men to meet the devil.
如果今天我对杨长老说
，If I say to Elder Yong,
我带你去见李光耀
，I bring you to see 李光耀。
你说感谢主。
You say thanks be to God.
没有死以前我还可以看到他。
Before I die, I can see him.
你不要等两年可能看不到他。
Two years later, maybe no chance.
今天我对你说
，I say to you,
我带你去见联合国的秘书长。
I bring you to see the General Secretary of the United Nations.
这个机会很难得，
所以我要去。Special opportunity.
我今天再对他说
，And I say to him,
杨大明
，Yong Teng Man,
我带你去找魔鬼。
I bring you to the devil,
去见见他
to visit him,
跟他交谈一下
to say hi to him,
他一定对我说撒旦退去吧
I will say to me, be gone, Satan.
我是神主救赎的人为什么叫我去找魔鬼呢
I am a servant of God I don't meet the devil
马太福音说什么
But gospel message
圣灵引到耶稣到撒是到旷野去受魔鬼的试探
Then Jesus was led up by the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted by the devil
这是神的旨意
This is the will of God.
这是神的引导。
The guidance of God.
你说为什么上帝这样引导耶稣呢
？Why did God guide Jesus?
为什么上帝把人带到鬼的面前
？And bring men before the devil.
The necessity of the temptation.
因为试探是绝对的。
Necessity of the testing and the examination from God.
这整个考验是绝对的。
Necessity of the trial from our Creator.
从上帝而来的试炼。
不能避免的。
You cannot escape.
问题是什么
？The problem is.
试探在哪里
？Where the temptation is.
诱惑在哪里？
Where the seduction is,
那你四周围有魔鬼的工作
and the work of Satan over you,
你不要因为这些而丧气
but don't escape the challenges,
你不要因为这些而丧胆
or become scared,
你要对上帝说主啊 拯救我。
You must say to God, Oh God,
引导我
save me, guide me.
不让我进到试探的里面。
Lead me not into the temptation.
你这样才是正式的、正确的态度。
That is the correct attitude.
基督徒不是逃避苦难的。
Christians do not escape suffering.
基督徒不是欢迎苦难的。
Christians do not welcome suffering.
基督徒是当遇到困难的时候，我们不逃避。
But when we face challenges, we do not.
遇到试探的时候，我们面对。
And when we face temptation, we face it.
有这种勇敢的精神。
This is courageous.
奋斗的意志。
A fighting spirit.
才是神儿女的这个记号。
The mark of the people.
上帝不让基督徒免去试探。
God do not remove temptation from our life.
上帝不让基督徒没有受各样的诱惑。
Or that we are not tempted in any way.
当诱惑来到的时候。
But when it comes,
你不是逃走。
You are not to escape.
你是面对它。
But face it squarely.
战胜它。
And have victory.
你说主啊，感谢你有试探。
You say, Oh God, thanks for that.
因为没有试探，我就不知道我会不会得胜。
Because without that, I don't know whether I have victory.
感谢主有试炼。
I thank God for the trials.
因为如果你不试炼，我不知道我的能力多大。
Without the trials, I don't know how strong I am.
当你把很重的试炼给我的时候，
When you give me heavy trials,
你就把更大的能力给我。
You will give me greater strength.
使我用很大的能力得胜很重的试炼。
With a great power, I overcome great temptation.
照样的主啊，你让试炼来到。
In the same manner, we allow temptation.
你说你不会把那个我们不能承受的试炼加给我们。
You say that you won't tempt me beyond I'm able.
所以这句话怎么解释呢？
How do you explain that?
你说明明我不能承担。
You say I cannot take it.
上帝给我这么大的试炼。
God give me such.
我的解释反过来。
I turn it around.
你遇到任何的试炼，都证明你里面的能力会大过外面给你的试探。
Whatever temptation you have proved that your strength is greater than the temptation.
为什么？
Why?
因为上帝说的。
Because God.
我绝对不会把你不能承担的试探加在你身上。
I will never allow you to be tempted beyond your
ability. 所以这么大的试探来到的时候。
So when such great temptation comes.
就证明神会把更大的力量给我来胜过这些事情。
It simply proves that God will give you even greater strength for victory.
有时候我们感到自己没有能力。
Sometimes you think that you're weak.
我们就哀叹。
So we sigh.
我们就埋怨。
We grumble.
我们就自告命苦。
We say we have such a tough life.
我们说主啊，我怎么能得胜呢？
We say, Oh God, how can I victory?
你错了。
You are wrong.
就是因为上帝看重你。
But because God treasures you.
重大的困难。可怕的试探加在你身上。
And that's why he gave you great temptation and horrifying trials.
证明得胜是你的。
To prove that you have the victory. Thanks be to God.
如果没有试探。
If there are no temptations.
我怎么知道我会得胜？
How do I know I have victory?
如果没有试炼。
If there are no trials.
我们怎么知道我能成胜呢？
How do I know I will be sanctified?
主啊，你试炼我。
Oh God, try me.
不是叫我失败。
Not for me to fail.
因为你动机是良善。
Your motive is good.
你试炼我。
When you give me trials.
是要给我有得胜的机会。
It's so that I can victory.
为什么上帝不除掉魔鬼呢？
Why would God not make
上帝除掉魔鬼。
If God got rid of Satan,
你得胜谁啊？
What victory will you have?
世界上没有魔鬼。
There are no devils.
然后我得胜了。
You say, Oh, I have victory.
你得胜谁呢？
Over who?
我得胜灵。
I have victory over zero.
我得胜风。
I have victory over the wind.
我得胜空空的。
I have victory over emptiness.
你得胜什么呢？
You have victory over who?
魔鬼的存在。
Because of the existence of the devil,
你的得胜才有价值。
Victory have value.
大家一二三，因为魔鬼的存在。不相信鬼的不必叫，不同意的不必讲。一二三，如果没有魔鬼的存在，我的得胜就没有意义了。感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God.
上帝留下你的强敌。
God allow you to have a very tough opponent.
这要证明你比强敌更强。
To prove that you are stronger.
上帝留下邪恶试探你的撒旦。
God allow Satan to have evil temptation.
这要叫你胜过最邪恶的撒旦。
So that you have victory over the most evil Satan.
感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God.
最后我要结束了。
I am about to end.
撒旦对耶稣的三大试探。
These three temptations for Jesus.
就成为他试探全世界的人所有的方法里面最重要的三大内容。
Show us the three greatest content in all his tricks.
这三大内容在哪里写出来呢？
Where is it written?
在约翰一书写出来。
In 1 John.
第一。
First.
眼目的情欲。
The last of the second,
肉体的情欲。
The desire of the flesh.
第三，
的
精神的骄傲。
The arrogance of this life.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
，Dear brothers and sisters,
为什么你要买更好的车
？Why do you want to buy a better car?
更贵的东西
，a more expensive item,
更大的房子呢
？A bigger house.
因为你自己要享受精神的骄傲。
Because you want to enjoy the arrogance of this present life.
为什么你掉在女人的陷阱里面
？Why do you fall into the trap of women?
因为你顺服眼目的情欲。
Because you are obedient to the lust of your eyes.
为什么你过一个很舒适的肉体的生活呢
？Why do you want to live a very comfortable life?
你要服务你肉体的情欲。
You want to serve the lust of your flesh.
眼目的情欲。
the lust of the eyes,
肉身的情欲
the lust of your flesh,
今世的骄傲
and the arrogance of your life.
就是撒旦引诱我们，使我们掉在罪恶里面的三大内容。
These are the three methods that Satan used to seduce us.
那我们对主祷告说
，When we pray to the Lord,
求你使我不进入试探里面。
Lead me not into temptation.
下个礼拜我们开始讲。
Next week we will start.
拯救我们脱离邪恶。
Deliver me from evil.
我们再念主祷文的诗。
Let's read the Lord's prayer again.
我们在天上的父，愿人都尊你的名为圣，愿你的国降临，愿你的旨意行在地上，如同行在天上。我们日用的饮食，今日赐给我们，免我们的债，如同我们免了人的债，不叫我们遇见试探，救我们脱离凶恶，因为国度、权柄、荣耀，全是。